Taoiseach has told the President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, that Ireland supports the proposal to grant the request from the UK for a Brexit extension. Speaking a short while ago in Westminster, the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, said he still wants the UK to leave the EU next Thursday.
I think it would still be very much in the best interest of this country and of democracy to get Brexit done by October the 31st. I will wait to see what our EU friends and partners say in response both to the request for a delay from Parliament and also to the insistence by Parliament that they want a delay. I don't think the people of this country want a delay. I don't want a delay. I intend to press on.
Let's go to Tony Connolly, our Europe editor now. And Tony, I see Germany saying that they would not oppose the request for an extension. Is it likely that the UK will get that now?
It's looking more and more likely, Claire, and we are seeing a careful choreography this week. There was due to be a meeting of EU 27 ambassadors on Friday to start discussions on this issue, but that meeting has been brought forward to this afternoon. Now, we're not expecting a definitive decision at that point. There will have to be a procedure that the European Council, in other words, the heads of government, actually take. Now, that doesn't mean they have to turn up in Brussels for a summit. It could be done by a written procedure. But Donald Tusk has obviously been ringing around the capitals, and we had Leo Varadkar come out this morning very clearly saying that he supported the 31st of January as an appropriate extension, but of course with the caveat that if the withdrawal agreement bill was ratified and the whole thing got through the House of Commons and all the stages, then it could be brought forward some time. So that offers Boris Johnson something of a primrose path out of this, because he could say that, look, we were supposed to be out at the end of October, but if we get this thing over the line, then we can come out sooner than the end of January. If he decides to go for a general election, which is still the subject of quite some speculation in Westminster, then perhaps feasibly an election could be done in time for the end of January. And that would allow him then to say he's more or less out of the EU. And that would obviously help him outflank the Brexit Party and take some of the wind out of the sails of the Remain alliance.
And there was a tweet from one of the political team with the Times, the UK Times, saying that France might veto this request for an extension. Are you hearing anything about that?
Well, France is certainly historically very wary of these extensions. Emmanuel Macron, you'll recall back in April, was determined single-handedly to try and bring forward the extension that ended up as October the 31st. So he is, generally speaking, of a view that these extensions are not a good idea. But the idea that France would veto an extension and then bring about a no-deal Brexit just seems to me inconceivable, because the damage that would be caused to another member state, namely Ireland, but also countries like the Netherlands and Belgium and Denmark, certainly no French president would want to be held responsible for that kind of decision.
All right, Tony. Thank you very much. Tony Connolly there, our Europe editor.